Blog Talk Radio.
Do it.
Welcome to the Bubba Knucklehead Show, where we talk about love, sex, marriage, relationships, and the dirty secrets of love.
Well, that would have been my show. Hey, welcome to the Bubba Knucklehead Show. I'm Knucklehead. This is Bubba.
Hey, how's it going out there? You got Bubba. We got some guests here today, and they have
some pretty interesting characters. We have Richie, who's a limo driver. Richie, say hello.
Hey, how you doing out there? How you doing?
Yeah, from Boston. And then we have Frankie.
Yo.
And then, of course, you have me, Bubba, and Knucklehead over here. And we're going to start a real good show for you guys today. Listen here, Knucklehead, did you have some interesting emails that come in? Or?
Yep, we'll get right into our cyber bag of excitement.
I've got to love that cyber bag.
Absolutely. Far from a windbag.
Nothing bad.
Okay. Sorry about that. Email number one, it says, Dear Bubba Knucklehead, last week you talked about physical attraction.
Nice,
huh?
Easy, wheezy.
You really cut that conversation short. There's a lot more of what attracts women to men than just their hands and wallet. Most women would love to find their handsome prince with all the attributes of a hero and the body of a bodybuilder. But what's a woman to do or to settle for the second best, lest we wait until the clock stops ticking.
Yo.
Yes, you like the fact that we didn't talk a whole lot about physical attraction.
Who wrote that? Did they sign their name?
No, they didn't. I think it was, just married. Chastity married.
Now, do you know why she's writing that? Because she's so bored with her life, she has nothing better to do than to insult us. And right, saying that we're not doing the right thing here.
I know, and this is somebody that did not call us. Now, what we really need, for those who would like to participate in the show and would like to call in and tell us what kind of things that you find attractive in a man or a woman, whatever gender you're looking at, and if you would, you call us at and give us your comments on physical attraction, because obviously we didn't do a good job on it last week.
Well, we're going to try to do better this week. You know why I know we're going to do better this week? Because we have some other people in here, like Richie, who's going to share his opinions. And we got Frankie.
Yep, I'm here.
So, Frankie, since Richie's your limo driver, do you want us to start with Richie, or do you want to start off with what?
It doesn't matter.
All righty, let's start off with Richie.
Okay, you just jump right in. Go ahead.
Okay, Richie, what physically attracts you?
I'll tell you what it is, okay? I go out a lot. I go everywhere. Okay. When I see a nice girl with a hoodie, I like a hoodie. Okay? You know, that's how it is. I like the breast. It's a good breast. I like a breast. Okay? It's just whatever it is. I tell you what it is. It is what it is. All right? That's how it is with Richie.
So, Richie, what is it?
It is what it is. Me, I'm a very flexible. You got to be very flexible. A limo driver like myself. You kind of be biased about nothing.
So, okay, Richie.
So, if I see a girl, like I say, okay, she got a nicer back, then I'm a back man. She got a nice leg, I'm a leg man. But I'll tell you what, the best of all, fat.
You like fat women?
I love a fat woman. They need all the lovings, and then that's me. I'm a fat man.
Yeah.
I like a fat man, a fat girl, and I like a little bit of hair on the girl, too. Okay.
You like hair on a woman?
Did you
absolutely.
On this guy?
Did you listen to our show last week?
No, I sure didn't, but you know, it is what it is.
You know, I do agree with Richie, though, that, you know, we're in a college town here. A lot of these young girls, they like to keep it nice and trimmed. You know, to tell you the truth, I like it all natural. And I think, seriously,
pretty much natural.
This shave.
You can dye a little bit, too. You know?
I don't want a baby. I want a woman. A real woman. So these, you know,
ladies nowadays,
they're trimming it down. I've seen girls with nothing. There's absolutely no hair. What is going on?
No, you could grow it.
A little fertilizer will not hurt.
Cultivate it, grow it. Okay. Make a little
Hold on. I'm just a little confused because this is throwing me way off. Two men in the same room
that actually like
women who are overweight, which is great, because I believe all women need loving. But
it's a serious problem, too. No, these girls are not eating. I mean, you see these girls, they're like 90 pounds. I mean, what are you talking about here? I prefer my women, I'd say maybe $1.40, $1.60.
$1.75, come on.
I mean, really. I mean, the ladies out there couldn't agree. I mean, these girls are going days without eating.
Time out.
They have no energy to do anything. They have a headache. You know why you have a headache? Because you haven't ate.
So what you're saying is we're going to throw all this theory of, you know, woman staying in shape, woman keeping up.
Oh, they should stay in shape. You got to be strong.
She's 175 pounds, and she's 5 feet tall. She's going to kick our butt if we piss them off.
Yeah, maybe you'd like to have a butt to kick. You know, I do.
That's extra.
I find this guy.
Listen, I'm just saying these
okay,
girls.
Right. Physical attraction. So that's what you really like. You really like women that are a lot more than skinny.
I like a real woman. I'm
like
sorry.
Very full-rounded.
Hey, knucklehead, I understand that you might like everybody likes, you know, some people like sugar.
No,
there's
one here.
Coffee. Some people
like skinny women.
You know?
Is Bubba. He loves a skinny
woman. That's good. Time out. He's getting way off here. If you listen to any of the shows, I don't know where you've been there, knucklehead. I said I like a woman that has a little weight on her. I don't like a hefty woman. But I also made the statement where you're talking about skinny. You're getting confused here. I don't mind a flat-chested woman. As you say, your waiter has to have...
Well, I don't know about that.
Easy, wheezy.
Go ahead.
Well, he likes Paris Hilton.
I like Paris Hilton.
She's skinny.
She's skinny. A great sense of humor. And now it's, you know, I like women. All women. I like all women. I do not like a woman that has hair under her armpits. It's not that I don't like her. I just wouldn't want to.
No,
I'm not physically attracted to it.
Well, it's something to reach up and grab. You see, you reach up. I don't know if you ever done before. Reach up, grab, pull down. They come down, kiss. A little kissy wissy. You'll be fine.
Richie's from Italy, and the girls, they really, they're natural women, and they
really
don't. They really, they don't, they smell natural. They don't use a lot of perfume. And they, no, some of them do decide not to shave their armpits. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because, I mean, men don't shave their armpits.
You have to conform to the woman.
How could you make a woman shave their armpits? I mean, if that's not what they want, I believe a woman can, they have the choice to do whatever they would like.
Exactly. And so do women have the choice to do whatever they would like. You don't see women dating some guy that's only like 5 feet tall and bald and has the old comb over that stands up like a windsock, you know, they don't see them dating the little short guy. So they have preferences of what they like and what they see in a man that they like, and we have preferences of things that we like.
Sure.
I agree. Absolutely.
And I don't know how in the world you could, but anyways, you like him natural and he likes him a little bit more. And
so when you say natural,
all natural.
Okay, I just want to get a better understanding of this. All natural woman. So a woman gets up every morning.
She don't have to bathe.
She don't have to bathe.
No, I don't.
What's the limit, though? There's got to be a limit.
Day.
The nostrils start curling or what? When do you finally say
enough? 3 days. 3 days, you got to take maybe a little bit of a bath, okay?
So is that just a towel bath or an actual bathing
You can
bath?
Do the old, take a little water, a little spongy one, GBI. No big deal. Don't get too carried away. I'll pay the
bill. You got to understand, if they're busy, you know, taking care of the children, cleaning the house, maybe there's a couple of days they don't have time to take a shower. So what is wrong with it? I mean, that happens sometimes. You're busy. You're traveling, you're on the road, you might have to take a couple of days without taking a shower.
All right, let's just stop this right now. I want some phone calls so I can find out how off the wall this is sounding to look.
I think we're going to get a lot of calls from you females that are free that, you know, this is ridiculous.
All natural.
You men in here, I think these women should be shaved down, they should weigh 90 pounds. No, you guys, you clearly said.
I did this.
You clearly said that women need to be 90 pounds. They need to be groomed. They need to shower 3 times a day. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
You're taking it. Just go for that.
I have been married for 18 years, and I've learned that you need to let a woman be natural.
You know why you believe that? You know why you believe that? Because after 18 years of marriage, you just got tired of arguing with her. Honey, you need a lawnmower to shave your legs. You just gave up on the whole thing. That's what it is after marriage of that long. But if you just started dating her and she had hairier legs than you and hairier armpits than you, would you still go to the beach with her and hang out with your friends and open up the cooler and have a few beers?
I don't know what. I bet she'd be a star football player. I know that.
Well, Bubba, you might have a point.
I don't know if I have a point. Let's get some people to call in, feel out the different situations, the different sizes. The number here is
545-3691. Also, if you have any hate mail or any suggestions, you can send it to the Bubba Knucklehead Show at AOL.com.
Was I supposed to bring that bag of hate mail?
Yeah, you lost it again, huh?
I lost it again.
Oh. More than one bag.
So, Richie.
Yep.
You enjoy an all-natural woman.
Oh, very all-natural.
And I think the listening audience appreciates that. I think a woman likes a man where she doesn't have to have a lot of pressure.
Right.
And I do believe that maybe I am being a little demanding, that I'm physically attracted. A woman can have all the hair in the armpits that she wants.
Right.
Just one of the gang to me. But right. What I'm getting to is physical attraction.
That's what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's going to mean it's what we all think. Everybody thinks a little different than everybody else.
That's
you like them big and round.
I like
a little weight. Knucklehead like
very
slim
big.
And trim with
everybody has, you have to be very versatile. Okay. And I'm not a very high pressured kind of guy. So when I meet a nice woman, she don't want to bathe and she don't want to shave. That's okay.
Well, you remind me of me when I used to get drunk.
Right.
I'd go to the bar looking for a 10. The drunker I got, I'd leave with a 2. It was okay.
Yeah, it's like the woman I
had. A coyote hangover?
Yeah. I would love to hear what women think, or anybody that has any kind of opinion. We'd like you to have a call in so you could participate. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, give us a call.
Those guys are pretty cool. They
don't feel bad for just give us a call. Talk to you. I'll need to go on real laid back.
You'll be fine. Listen to that accent. At least call for the accent.
Yeah, let's find out. You know, who am I really?
Okay.
We got a girl for you.
I hope so.
So, Frankie, how is Richie as a driver?
I am not so good.
Not good.
No. Well, unfortunately,
I'm driving the car more than driving it.
I think a lot of it is really his eyesight has been going.
Oh, it has. Definitely has been.
And I'm trying to get him in to see an eye doctor, but there's a whole situation with insurance because nobody has insurance anymore. So we're hoping that maybe we can get him down the wall.
I just started this new limo thing. You know,
and,
it's just kicking off. Got to get the babies going.
If this keeps up with his eyesight, he won't be driving for too much longer.
Well,
and the drinking, too. I'm a little concerned.
Well, no, hold on.
He has an eyesight problem.
I do not
problem.
Drink and drive, right?
All right, we don't want to argue about the drinking and driving. It just, I really, really appreciate it, Frankie. You answered a lot of questions. If I was going blind or I couldn't see, it wouldn't matter what she looked like.
Well, let me tell you, too, though, Richie is not drinking and driving. The problem is he's drinking the night before, and then the next day he calls in sick because he's been drinking all night, and that's the problem.
Wow.
So I'll tell you what, why don't we go to a commercial on that note, and we'll come back in a minute, all right?
Yay! Hey, welcome back to the show. We missed you guys. We've been looking forward to some phone calls, but I figured out what's happening. There's only one-way phone line here, us calling out. So since we don't have time to call out, I guess our listening callers, they obviously ain't figuring out how to call us. You want to give them the number?
Please call us at 413-545-3691. This basically, we're doing a show based on your opinions and what you think. And if you want to join the show or put in your 2 cents, feel free. After all, here, Richie has made it clear that he likes women that are a little bit more endowed and a little bit heavier. That's his preference.
Well,
I have a problem with that.
Staying on physical attraction, since unfortunately we don't have a woman guest, that we were supposed to have one or two of them today, but they couldn't make it.
Yeah, that you can know.
What I'm curious about is why. What a woman.
You think?
I'm looking to know what a woman looks for in a man. And if they could just please call and let us know that what you look for in a man. You know what I'm saying? Just what do the sexes look for in each other?
Right.
Funny.
Right.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So you
think men are gold diggers too?
I think men, some men are, actually, because I know a lot of men that don't work, and their woman, their girlfriend or wife, they're doing all the work, and they're basically sitting home, laying on the couch, not working. But really, I think women are more gold diggers, and it's pretty clearly, you could see a lot of, I've been to New York City many times, and I've seen some beautiful women with these guys that are short, fat, and ugly, and so I'm telling you. Yeah, this is what I think a lot of women are looking. And when you meet a woman, too, that they kind of like, hey, how you doing? What do you do for a living? Believe me, they want to know. Basically, what they want to say is, hey, what do you bank a year? How much money are you
How much is in your savings account, really?
Yeah.
Show me your checking account.
So,
show me the savings
account. I am married, and I've been happily married for 18 years, but I know when I can remember being single, and that's basically what women are looking for.
Yeah.
They are looking for, and some women, you know, when you see a woman that's been single for 45 years, it's and they're like, well, I haven't found the right guy. You know what? She's basically saying she hasn't found the guy with enough money.
Right.
So you're saying, because we talked about this last week and we had an order, what you guys are saying is you think money comes before the looks.
Absolutely. For women, anyways.
Yes,
I think so.
I don't like women want tall men or whatever, but basically they're looking... They're looking for a man who has a lot of money.
See, I disagree. I think it has to do with physical attraction first because, you know, for instance, Richie could be richer than you, but Richie's driving for you. You know, the point is it's physical attraction before a woman introduces herself, and then you go through the interview process.
Well, I think it proves for a fact that I don't pay Richie that much money, and he doesn't have a girlfriend. I mean,
they
that's
only
just
talk
a point
to Richie
like
just a freak.
It seems that way. I don't seem to have any trouble, but this poor guy, again, it's been kind of dry for a while. You know
I mean,
he was married for a long time. But
there's not that many well-rounded girls out there, really.
Richie, Richie had trouble a few years ago and got a divorce. And basically, 99. I mean, he thinks it's, you know, something else. But I'm pretty sure she left him because he wasn't making enough money.
No, I think the money had a lot to do with it. I really do. The guy was older than me. He had horses and stuff like that. But, you know, things go the way they go. And, you know, now I'm a limo driver and I'm an alcoholic. But hey, it's working for him.
You're consistent.
Richie does not check his rock. No, I don't know, but I do like Jack. Wonderful. Again, this isn't something you have to settle for, or something, because all my life, you know, all my life ever since I was 12 years old. Okay, so that's why you're like someone that the physical attraction. I fell in love with a woman at 12 years old, very well rounded lady, wonderful lady, beautiful lady. And you know, once you had him, you never go back.
That's it. Well, that could be an advertisement.
No? That's the way it is. You know,
course,
it is what it is.
But of course, that advertisement is not coming from WMUA.
No, that'd be coming from Richie.
That'd be coming from Richie.
This is Richie. You know, you send an email, Richie, if you want. Email, you know, whatever.
Well, I think Richie, too, he's a breast guy. And you don't see too many, you know, heavy women with no breasts.
Hey, you know, the old thing.
Especially if you like a heavy woman, you know you're going
to
get
all the way
breasts.
Down to the belly button.
Well, everybody has their, you know, their drummers.
Because you go for some dumbbells.
Personally, that is a major thing for me. Because when I was single and I was dating, if a woman did not have that, you know, I wouldn't date her. It just wasn't, it was an interesting, that's something that's a preference for me. And I wouldn't want to date her knowing that I'm looking at other people. So for me, that was a big issue. But for some people, that's not an issue. And I got picked for it last week because I wasn't as blunt and, you know.
You got to be honest, man. You're on a show. You got to share your honesty. Don't just hold back and sit there like you're such an innocent guy. You like women that have big breasts. And that's fine. I'm not
that's
a
working for me.
I'm more of a leg man. I like a woman with nice legs.
But what's big?
Well, that's the thing. Down
to the belly button.
What women look for, they don't, I don't see them dating that, like, you know, Bubba said, the heavy men or the men that are and a real short. Most women will not date some guy just, you know, especially when they see that he's real short.
Well,
5 foot tall, she's 5'8", you know, it's a big problem. It's a big turnoff.
So,
right?
But how it, could a woman be too big? Is that a possibility?
Not with Richie.
No, because I was watching TV the other day.
Hey.
I watched that dog. What's that show on TV there? The dog bouncing.
Oh, you mean, oh, yeah, dog.
Beth on that show.
Oh,
that
yeah.
See,
gorgeous.
See, to me, that's too big.
No, not that. No, she's gorgeous, brother.
Beth is your...
She is right up my
I don't know. I just find Beth to be too big.
Oh, not on this. Not with this cowboy.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's your cup of tea? Oh, geez, are you kidding me? That's why I watch the show, you know? A lot has to do with Beth. I love Beth. I like Beth. I like looking at Beth.
Yeah.
I like listening to Beth. I want to use some ponies haircut. I want to take a pass. I want to have covered in that.
I
want to
show her that I
can pick
up
a hurrah. I want to be like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I'm telling you, that Beth thing, she must change.
She's gorgeous.
She's probably about.
It's working for me. We need some phone calls.
Coleridge, I hope you can talk to me about anything, honestly.
I want to ask you guys a question. If I were to take.
Don't take it out, baby.
If I were to take Nicole Simpson's face and put that face on. What was the name of that?
On Beth.
On Beth's body.
I would be so in love.
Well, Nicole Richie's clearly, you can see she's way too skinny. Now, I mean, who's the skinny man?
I
agree. She's way too skinny.
But see, I'm not prejudiced against the weight. I mean, there's a limit. I don't want a woman weighing more than me.
Would you actually be?
Okay, Richie, calm down, man. Calm down.
Nicole Richie, though, do you actually find that attractive?
Nicole Richie sounds good.
Nicole is cute.
Nicole is cute.
I don't like Paris Hilton.
I like Paris Hilton, though. I like them both.
Nicole Richie, I mean, the last picture I seen of her, she was basically a skeleton, and it's absolutely unattractive.
Well, I'm thinking she's down to a cheeseburger a day. I take her on a date, it costs me a dollar at McDonald's. What's the problem with that?
There you go.
You're a happy meal.
I wish she could together me up, fatten her up real quick.
Maybe that's what she needs.
I can hear Richie's approach now.
Hey, baby, you know, I've never said this kind of a thing before in my whole life, honestly. But I'd never forgive myself if I didn't ask you out for at least 5 dinners tonight, okay? Let's get some weight on you, baby.
There you go. Well, you know, a woman, too, with some weight on her, she can... Nicole Richie will not be able to carry a baby. That's
Nicole
a fact.
Richie is sounding good. I'm liking it.
If you're looking for a wife, and you're looking to have some strong children, you need to find a woman that is healthy... Not 90 pounds.
Let's start our own football team. Come on, let's get it going here.
I know.
And we're looking for you, little sedan audience. Give us a call. Give us your opinions on what you think about what these guys are saying.
We're probably only have 6 callers, so I have 6 people listening. So,
well, give us a call. Come on. Just give it a shot one time.
Richie, you don't have to beg. You like big women, no call.
Okay.
That would be nice, a couple of big women calling in.
Yeah.
Richie, single? And
ready to mingle,
huh? And if anybody owns a restaurant out there and would like to promote their restaurant, feel free to come by with some pizza or some buffalo wings. Anything, you know, you're getting free plugs.
I'm trying to lose some weight here because I think most women don't like a big guy. So I'm trying to broaden myself up, get some 6-pack abs and stuff. I'm a ways to go. I understand that.
I got 18-pack abs, but, you know, hey.
I got a 6-pack. Is probably
about 36? 18-36, yeah, right. Okay.
All right,
we're going to stay on cue with physical attraction.
Okay.
Ugly woman, good-looking woman. Is there any such thing?
No.
Not a face.
Not at all. I love ugly, fat women.
It's all what's inside them, right?
Absolutely. It's a soul, brother. Soul.
I believe women do not care about how a man looks. They care about how much they make.
Mm. That's all basically... just like anything else in this world, it all depends.
I think
they're as favorite as the people that are in this room. You know, they all have their own individual tastes. For some people, that have it's more important their education and where they came from and how much you have in common. And there's so many different websites now where people go in there to... online dating, and they learn things about, you know, like eHarmony really kind of goes towards psychologically, you know, how much you have in common, you know, the things, attributes, and, you know, those kind of things, and different websites.
Do they ask how much money you make on those websites?
Sure they do. Yeah,
they do?
As a matter of fact, you can put in there.
Well, there you go. We should go on there, and we should
lie. We don't have any problems.
And say we should go on there.
$150,000 a day.
No, what we should do is go on those websites, really, and we'll put Richie in there and say what Richie made.
Easy, weasy.
I know. Let's say it's not that much. And then we could put me on there, Frankie, and we could say how much I made, and I guarantee you I would get more response.
Your credit's better than mine. I said, what can I say?
I had a little situation.
Easy, weasy.
But it doesn't matter. I would guarantee that I'd get more reaction. And we could say Richie looks the way, you know, that he's still looking.
No, it's all about a diamond ring and a big cigar.
And
it's at the end of the bar.
They could call in and they could say, you know, that they disagree. But I'm telling you that I believe it's all about the money. Yeah.
Well, I believe, okay, Frankie, I think we're going to do that. I think this coming, I think after the show, I'm going to put up on the website, I'm going to put to those, like, love Cupid things or whatever it is for dating.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill out two things. I'm going to put one thing up, same exact picture, you guys, two different websites. Income levels, and I'm going to say that Frankie, same guy.
Is good looking, as I am.
You guys are going to be the same guy.
Just two separate sites.
All right.
So when they look up the income, you're going to be making, we're going to say...
32.
I'm thinking more like 20.
Please.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We're going to have him with a six-figure income.
Yes.
And we're going to see how many hits the six-figure guy gets.
I think we should do it the opposite way there, Bubba. I think we should put me as good looking as I am, and I'm doing quite well for myself. And then we can have Richie over here, who's really not that good looking.
Easy, Weezy.
A little bit overweight. Well,
Easy, Weezy.
And he's really not making. He's not making too much cash.
Hey,
okay, no,
you know,
I know, because I'm the
one
on
date. They don't care about all that, right? They really don't. They just like the loving.
You haven't had a date since 1982.
Easy, Weezy.
Wait a second. Hold on a minute. Richie gets his dates out of prison. They just can't come out and date.
I can see that. It works out
pretty well. Do you know his girlfriend?
That'll bring us into, we've got another email too we're going to discuss.
Another email, huh?
About a comment that we made last week, and that was about money.
You made that comment.
Yes.
I think it has nothing to do, I don't think women are that shallow.
Say
yes. Please call. All right. We'll go into a commercial. We'll be back in a minute.
Tune in every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio to hear Bubba Knucklehead talk about
sex,
love,
marriage,
relationships,
and dating, and the dirty secrets of love.
Also, check us out on Podomatic, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook.
And the best place to find us is at BubbaKnucklehead.com, and join our forum and sign our guest list and tell us what you think about our show.
And you can also email us at BubbaKnucklehead@BubbaKnucklehead.com.
Well, sir, you better get $500. $500, do I hear $500?
$500.
All right, do I hear $400? $400.
Wait, I don't understand. Why is the price going down?
Yeah, $400, do I hear $300?
Okay. $300?
I don't get it, but $250.
Save hundreds of dollars and watch the prices drop instead of rise on brand new, brand name items every day at newreverseauctions.com. Discover newreverseauctions.com. That's newreverseauctions.com.
This is Bubba from the Bubba Knucklehead Show. Got to tell you about our friends, the makers of Knox Clark Beef Jerky.
Beef jerky.
Warm flavor. Delicious.
Beef jerky.
Is it ever? You got to get yourself some.
Beef
jerky. Go to www.BubbaKnucklehead.com. Click on the link. Knox Clark Beef Jerky.
Beef jerky.
You got to get yourself some.
Beef jerky.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the Bubba Knucklehead Show. And so now we'll get into another email that we've gotten, which was based on a comment that I made. Would you like to read this email?
Want me to read the email?
Yes, I want you to read the email.
Oh, boy, you don't want me to read this one, pal. It's directed directly to you. Do you realize that? It says, "Hey, Knucklehead, you made a statement last week about how most marriages are together because of money. Not everyone is as shallow as you are. And for your info, me and my spouse met while we were both already financially stable. Signed, Get a Life." She does not like you, Knucklehead.
Yeah, well...
Wow.
Pretty ticked off.
Well, I believe
that. I believe that people are stuck in marriage because of financial situations. I think, like I said last week,
it's cheaper to keep them than it is to get rid of them.
Yeah. And basically, I think a lot of people, it starts off on innocent reasons, and they go off into, they're in love with the person, they have a lot in common, they do a lot of things. And I think basically the sex is what really kind of gets them down that road, and it's the physical attraction. So they get on this road. Now they're married to someone for 2, 3, 4 years, and little by little, I think it starts to, it starts to lose its fizzle. And I think a lot of people, because of their situation, they have a house, and they have children, and then they have bills, and they have relatives, and they have all these things that kind of hold them together. Whereas I think if they actually did have an enormous amount of money each, there would be nowhere near as many people that are married and are together as there have been.
Agree.
Well, you know, it goes back to that loving thing. Right? I sit here and I whine, dine you, sing to you. You're gonna love me, baby. You're gonna love me, baby. You're gonna love me.
Richie, you can sing?
It's been a while. I can sing.
Why don't you give us a little sample?
Love me tender, love me true. Love me, baby, all through and through.
Man, that is awesome.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Terrible. Don't tell me.
Hold on now. Well, you haven't heard my Barry White. He's easy.
He writes songs, too.
I do write.
He drives me around.
Oh, man, it's incredible.
No, not only that is, he actually went to New York City. He went to some big studio and paid big bucks to record a CD. I wish I brought it because it might be the worst CD I ever
heard. Wait a minute now. I worked on that for quite a while. It came out good.
Oh, it's terrible.
A lot of women.
Uh-huh. I wish I brought that. Do you have a copy of that CD?
No, I don't have it with me. My girl's got it. My girl's got it. She's listening to it right now.
Is that why she left you?
Well, I don't know. She might.
He has no money.
He spent all his money on the studio.
My money's kind of funny, but you know, everything's fine.
He played all his own instruments and wrote the songs.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst music I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, nice talking to you.
How about one of these songs you wrote? Can you come up with that? That Tory song you had there?
Until the next time we meet, may we have a sweet conversation. To the next time we meet, may I squeeze you with my arms till it feels right, baby. Because when you walk through that doorway, baby, you glow so bright. So shine on, baby, shine on.
That's good.
I'm working on it. That's my own song.
Yeah,
come on, now work with me, baby.
Give us a little sample, a little shot of the last one of another song you wrote.
Oh, what do you mean shot of the next one? You mean a drink?
Huh?
Okay.
Don't
give me a set of Jack Daniels.
We're not allowed to drink in the studio.
Yeah, I know. I'm behaving.
That's why I got
all right. All right. We got to stop this thing because I'm going to sing. I'm getting sick. I'm getting dizzy.
Easy, weezy. Wow, that Belusa I used to have just like you. Okay, go ahead.
She is a horse in
my college. I'm a horseman from Nevada, really. But anyway, let's move on. Okay.
So do you believe that it is our situation, that it's basically money that holds us in where we are?
No.
Yes.
You don't?
No. I think it's true love.
Yeah. All right. If you had $100 million and your wife had $100 million, would you think she would still choose you and you would still choose her and you would still stay married to the same person?
My wife.
Separate bank accounts? Is that? I just want to make sure.
I remember hearing about this guy a long time ago that won the lottery. Okay. This guy won an insane amount of money. And what he did is he asked, when he got his lottery, he said, I want it in two checks, one for her, one for me. And he said, hasta la vista, baby.
Hey, I'd do it for $5,000.
You know?
$5,000.
$5,000's enough.
Oh, $4,500, what the heck.
Well,
he do it for as low as $4,500.
That's a new Lincoln.
I'm pretty sure it was Richie, too, when he was done with his divorce, it was about $5,000 he should walk away with. And I'm pretty sure.
You know, the lawyer really
took all that. The lawyer's still looking for that $5,000.
Yeah. I got the Appaloosa, though.
Yeah. So.
All right.
There was an article that was in the New York Post, and it said it was based on, I guess it was Desperate Wives or
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, Desperate Housewives there.
Yeah.
And then this lady, she did have regrets about hubbies. And I guess it's, if given a chance to do things over, more than half of 3,000 married women polled by Women's Day magazine, and they were not sure whether they would marry the same husband again.
You know why that was, don't you?
More than half.
That's amazing.
Oh.
That's unbelievable. That's women. Oh, how about men?
More than a third of those said that they would definitely not pick the same spouse, even if they did get married again.
And this is a woman opinion.
Yes, these are women.
Because I believe a man would be a lot higher than the 50%. It's probably
really?
Be 90%. Really? I mean, I would like. I don't know why they wouldn't.
I don't know.
That's my opinion.
I would think that men have a tendency to get more settled and are not quite as apt to.
It depends on if they cook good. If they cook good, you know, you think they'd stick around longer, really.
Well,
I think more women should maybe learn how to cook. Because, that's the problem, though. Knucklehead. Women, because they're not eating, they don't need to learn how to cook. And that's a serious issue.
That's a big issue.
you know. And these kids, when they do have kids, if they end up getting ordering food out because they don't know how to cook.
That's why, you know, like the women I date, oh, they cook great.
I guarantee you, a fat woman
could cook.
What is defined as
fat? Oh yeah.
What is defined as fat to you?
Well,
I'll tell you what it is. Okay. Fat is anything that, you know, you might think is fat. Okay, everybody has a different viewpoint of fat. Me, all girls are kind of a little fat, I guess. Okay, I'm kind of a weird guy.
Richie, what's the weight limit, though? I mean,
I don't have a weight limit.
You know, 150 pounds.
That's working for me.
I bet you she knows how to cook.
No, that's working. She glows so bright as she goes through that doorway.
Let me ask you a question here, Richie.
Yeah.
Now, if a woman is flirting with other people and other men, you know, would that bother you? Would you consider that cheating?
No.
Not a lot.
It's free country. We're in the 2000s. We're not 1900, brother. Do whatever you want. Whatever floats your boat.
That's what he said last time. That's why he's divorced.
Because in this survey, they also said that 39% of the women admitted to constantly flirting. 3/4 of the women also admitted keeping secrets from their husbands.
The secret? I don't know about. But the flirting, that's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, it's healthy to be, you bet.
Just follow you.
Nope, that's healthy for them to do that. That's good for their ego, good for my psyche. And you know, it's working for me. Because you never know who they're going to flirt with, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but we ain't going to go there right now.
All
right.
Anyways, we would like to have at least somebody, even a pity phone call at this point. Somebody call.
I don't want a pity call. I want them to call if they want to call. If they don't want
to
call.
You can't get any women to call.
You know what? I'm not desperate. We're having a good time. And if, you know, this is the problem with marriages. Most women don't have opinions. They don't talk much. The only time they have
opinions. I don't know about you, but my wife has a lot of opinions.
Yeah, when she wants to order you around, then that's the only time her opinion's
right.
There.
You know, this nearly half of these women actually suspected their husbands of cheating.
Really?
They just never caught them in the act, or they thought they never did.
I believe that, definitely.
I think it may be how they were brought up.
Well, a lot of them also said that a lot of women apparently become bored in the bedroom. Nearly a third said they stick to the far side of the married bed. Another third said they don't have time for sex with their husbands. And then only 10% of the women said that they sleep in either lingerie or a ratty T-shirt. And let's see.
I think I know the rest.
You know, put mirrors up throughout the whole room. That'll help. Okay, above the bed, below the bed, around the bed, the side of the, everywhere.
Well, I would think that it is an issue. They should be dressed. A woman should go to bed dressed very nicely.
Do you think they should do their makeup and everything?
Well, lingerie
would
help. I
like all natural.
I don't think there's enough women don't dress up enough when they go to bed. You get it in these relationships. It's both sides. You have to put something. If you want a marriage to last a long time, you have to put in the effort. You know, when you're too tired after
birthday
work some nights, you put the kids to bed. You got to clean yourself up, a little lingerie, play a little role playing would help, you know. Like my wife, too. I said to her, you know, well, honey, why don't we do a little role playing tonight? You know, just, you know, tell me who would you like me to be? Who would you like me to pretend I am? And she said,
Richard the limo driver.
Haven't gotten any calls yet. No one's got the nerve.
Well, it's Friday night, and I said, let's party. I did pick up some water on my way in because that's all you guys told me. It's called Sky Water.
Well,
it's really good. You have ever had any?
I have a theory about what attracts men and women together and what keeps a marriage together. I think the honesty is a very important thing, but also I think that people are drawn. They treat each other well, and they also are complimenting each other, and they think that the other person thinks well of them. But little by little, as you get to know somebody, they start to nitpick, and they start to find that, you know, you start to learn the little things about the person that you don't like. And rather than just accept them through who they are, people have a tendency to, you know, that becomes the wedge that drives in between people, and they gradually drift apart because they no longer treat that person special and as someone they really, you know, when you're first dating, you see your spouse and you're thrilled to death and say, hey, how you doing? And you're happy to see them. Later on, you can't wait to get away from them because that wedge, either because they haven't accepted that or they don't like something you did, or it's just that little wedge that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
I believe, too, that a lot of women, what they decide is, okay, I got this guy, And, you know, I don't really like what, you know, the way he dresses, the way he acts, how he likes to go out with his friends. He doesn't, you know, he might be drinking too much, not eating the right food. But they think, you know what, I'm going to marry him. And after we're done married, I will fix him. And then when they don't fix you, that's when you run into trouble.
I think it's all in the lovemaking. I really do.
Is that what you
think? Honestly, I do.
So what are you trying to say? If you're
a dirty rat and you're a lovemaker, you're set.
So if you're a marathon runner, your marriage is going to last forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're a microwave lover, your marriage is over in no time. She's off with other...
That's right. It's all about the lovemaking.
You think that.
I know that.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, he's divorced.
I'm divorced, and I'm an alcoholic. Really, honestly, think about it for a moment, okay? It's all about the lovemaking. It really is. There's no doubt.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Well, anyways, part of that survey, too, it said that 49% or 44%, when they were asked if they would marry their husband again, said no.
The lovemaking didn't work out too well, I guess.
44% said yes. 36% said no, and 20% said, I'm not sure.
I think I made a mistake.
Here's another one. Have you ever fantasized about a man with other than your husband?
Yes.
And who hasn't dreamed of
using
red with women's responses?
Let's hear about your husband. Woman, give us a call. We need a woman's viewpoint here.
I know why the women aren't calling. You know why? Because they agree with us.
For pizza.
That's why.
That's why. They agree with everything we
that's
said.
It.
Yep.
That's,
they do.
I didn't think of it that way.
Can't even get a pity phone call.
That's right. They're not calling because they agree. They're all looking for the money.
It's all about the cash.
Okay.
Oh, well. It's time for another commercial, so I'll tell you what. We will be right back.
Bye. Rebecca.
Well, sir, I'm bidding at $500. $500. All right, do I hear $400? $400.
Wait, I don't understand. Why is the price going down?
We got $400. Do I hear $300?
Okay. $300?
I don't get it, but $250.
Save hundreds of dollars and watch the prices drop instead of rise on brand new, brand name items every day at newreverseauctions.com. Discover newreverseauctions.com. That's newreverseauctions.com.
Tune in every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio to hear Bubba Knucklehead talk about
sex,
love,
marriage,
relationships,
and dating, and the dirty secrets of love.
Also, check us out on Podomatic, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook.
And the best place to find us is at BubbaKnucklehead.com, and join our forum and sign our guest list and tell us what you think about our show.
And you can also email us at BubbaKnucklehead@BubbaKnucklehead.com.
This is Bubba from the Bubba Knucklehead Show. Got to tell you about our friends, the makers of Knox Clark Beef Jerky.
Beef jerky.
Warm flavor. Delicious.
Beef jerky.
Is it ever? You got to get yourself some.
Beef jerky.
Go to www.BubbaKnucklehead.com. Click on the link. Knox Clark Beef Jerky.
Beef jerky.
You got to get yourself some.
Beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to WMUA. You're listening to the Knucklehead and Bubba Show. And what I'm curious about out there is, you got to wake up, people. I know it's Friday. It's a wacky Friday. It's a day to be out there. It's a day to be partying.
The girl partying ain't just...
But you need to be picking up that phone, giving us a call at 1-413-545-3691. We've got an interesting show, a lot of opinions here. The only thing we're missing is a female opinion. Or males. Give us a call. Tell us what you think.
Don't be afraid to call.
Yeah, give us a call.
And that there is from Sensitive Richie and Sensitive Frankie. Anyways, listen. We have one last email, and I want to hurry up with it because I'd love to go into the six stupidest things to do.
Okay.
So this email is just plainly written out very clearly. This gentleman wrote to us, and I'm going to sum it up because it's like a long letter. Basically, he's asking this question. He's saying he's been with his girl for about 3 years. He really cares about her a lot. He has deep feelings, and they're going to be getting married in another 3-4 months. But he's having a lot of deep feelings for his ex. And he's wondering if he still loves her and if these feelings are normal. And he wants to know if it's okay to love two women at one time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I love my mother.
So, but do you think he should get married if he's still having a lot of thoughts about his ex and he thinks he may still be in love with her? Do you think that would be fair to his future bride?
I wouldn't do it. Don't get married. Definitely don't get married.
We're here to serve the booty. So I say do it.
Absolutely.
Okay,
not.
So so you're thinking he should, I don't think he should get married until he has put all the thoughts behind him of his ex-girlfriend.
I think if he has any thoughts of the ex-girlfriend, I would not get married at all. It's too much of a commitment. He's definitely going to get a divorce. It's coming down, and she's going to take all his money.
If the woman wants to marry me, we'll go for it. Go for the gusto.
Yeah, but you're not having deep thoughts about your ex-wife, are you?
Yes, I am. Absolutely, I am. But to this day,
really,
I think I make my decisions. Oh, absolutely.
Unfortunately, Richie showed me a
picture,
of his wife,
over and over again.
Ex-wife.
Ex-ex. Yes.
Did she take a whole picture?
Huh?
Well, I tell you the truth. All right, I make my decisions on this day as if my hootie booty was right next to me, Max. Oh, every time I turn around, that's just she's right there.
So if she called you up tomorrow and said,
I'd be with her in the saddle
no,
right now.
Wow. No, she already called you and asked you to come back,
but,
and you said
you
no.
Know, well, that was like just the first month, a couple months after she left me. I was still hurt, but now I'm ready to get back with it.
He thought she was gonna find something better. But how long have you been divorced now?
Since 99.
Oh, and yeah, chances aren't good that you're getting back.
I
don't think there's anything going to happen, you know? I think it's all over.
Richie, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you promise you're not going to hit me?
No. I am a bodyguard, though,
that's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
But I want to know, when you showed Frankie the picture of your wife, did she fill the whole frame?
About half of it. I had their sister on the other half. They're big girls. So, yes, they both took up the full picture. And you could just see my hand. She was holding my hand. She loved me. She loved me. I know she did. Love. I guess, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call Frankie's ex-wife as being heavy girl, but I would say more like a big bone.
Yeah, well, that's a polite way of saying it.
That's,
you know, that's very polite.
That's why I like her so much.
Yes, absolutely. You know, what are you going to do?
She was healthy.
I hope I don't get depressed on the air. But I got to wake up here. You know, I don't know how much more I can take it. You know, my brother-in-law told me, hey, how long you have been married? You know, I told him 15 years. It's going to take, you know, maybe 15 months to get over. Wrong. I'm still not over it.
That
was about 7 years.
7 years.
People do get really upset if it was something where they were dumped. You know, when you're dumped, have you ever wanted to dump somebody, and then all of a sudden they decide to dump you first, you're all of a sudden considered taking them back.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, thank God, you know.
Talk about getting dumped. Poor Richie here was married for 15 years. His mother passed away.
Oh.
And poor Richie went down to you know, get everything taken care of with his mother.
This is hurting.
It took about 2 weeks, and he lived about maybe 3 hours away from where his mother lived.
This is killing me.
Sorry, Richie.
That's okay.
They buried his mom, and then he called up his honey and said, honey, I'm on my way home. And she said, do you know that guy you hired to take care of the horses?
Yeah.
Well, don't come back.
Because he's taking care of me, too.
The guy he was paying...
$10 an hour.
$10 an hour?
On my property, in a trailer. I gave it all.
Was taking care of Richie's wife.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard. It was hurting.
So, I mean, this poor guy, I mean, that's why I let him drive my car, because I felt sorry for him.
Yeah, hey, you know,
guy.
You got to do something. What do you got to do? But I'm trying to get over it, you know.
Maybe there was something missing in the lovemaking department.
that's how I came up with these theories that I've come up with. You know,
okay.
I've heard the hard way. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all in the loving package.
I just never heard of such a thing.
Well, it's a loving package, believe me. Because I had a lot of cash.
I think we've all been dumped. And I think we've all been dumped in dirty ways.
I don't think a woman... You can admit that might be the dirtiest way to get dumped.
That was pretty heavy duty.
Well,
and I mean she was heavy and dirty. I mean dirty.
I think I would like to hear from our listening audience by having them call 413-545-3691 and share with us some of their experience that.
That might be a good thing to see if somebody can top Richie's.
Yeah, if you can top that. Hey, if you can top that one, I'll give you a limo ride or USMA Mass, wherever we're at here.
Last week we had the 10 worst things to get for Christmas, and one of them was a Dear John letter, I think was the top of the list.
Oh, yeah.
What I think I'd like us to do is, I think I'd like us to break right into the 6 dumbest things why you would get married. And the reason I want to break into that right now is, I think we should play that, come back, go to a commercial, and let's get right into marriage. The eternal leash. Hooking you up. Tying you down.
Ball and chain.
All the way down.
And that's for both people, spouses.
Down to the belly button. All right. The 6 dumbest things is have someone else pay your bills.
That'll work.
Okay. Have somebody do your laundry. The reason we get married is have someone do our laundry and housekeeping. Number 4. Finally say you accomplished something. Number 3, can't afford your rent alone anymore. The number 2 reason, to piss off your ex and make her jealous. And the number 1 reason why not to get married is to get laid every night.
Nice. That's a good one.
That'll work.
That's working for me.
Works for me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. Huh? That's working. Anyways.
Unfortunately, the problem is when you get married, you do get laid every night, but give it a couple of years, and you won't be getting laid
every
night.
3 times a night for me.
3 times?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Towards the end, though, it was 0.
No, that would be, we were on, I think you're right, it was 0.
They put you on a ration.
Yeah, since some of his callers were getting a 0.
Yeah.
Well, that's because, it's UMass Amherst. Everybody's
maybe they're out having a little drinky winky.
Winky-winky.
All right. We're going to break for commercial. We'll be
what's
right
the number
back.
Again?
It's Bubba from the Bubba Knucklehead Show. Got to tell you about our friends, the makers of Knox Clark Beef Jerky.
Beef jerky.
Warm in flavor. Delicious.
Beef jerky.
Is it ever? You got to get yourself some.
Beef jerky.
Go to www.bubbaknucklehead.com. Click on the link. Knox Clark Beef Jerky.
Beef jerky.
You got to get yourself some.
Beef jerky.
Mm-mm.
Tune in every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio to hear Bubba Knucklehead talk about sex, love, marriage, relationships, and dating, and the dirty secrets of love. Also, check us out on Podomatic, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. And the best place to find us is at BubbaKnucklehead.com and join our forum and sign our guest list and tell us what you think about our show. And you can also email us at BubbaKnucklehead@BubbaKnucklehead.com.
That's why I did it, This is Leo. If you're listening to the Bubba Knucklehead Show, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Before I get to my point, that guy that's in love with the 2 women, I think he ought to move to Utah, I think.
Well, polygamous. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't have the both ways.
Well, you don't think so, huh?
I think one is hard enough to deal with. I know a lot of men out there have a wife and maybe a girlfriend, but to me, it's just too much work. I can't even deal with one of them.
I mean, what happens to the one that cooks good but doesn't clean? I mean, you got to have all the bases covered. That's why I'm shooting for 5.
5?
Yeah, I got a big house. I need a lot of cleaning, a lot of cooking. Okay, got to go to the store. Some girls, they don't even drive.
All right. So, Leo, did you have any questions? Anything else that you wanted to say, or any questions that you had for?
I was just gonna say, I find that the younger people marry more for looks and everything else. If as you get older, they're more concerned about the money. I got a niece that's engaged, and the guy she's engaged to is a nice guy, but she's making more money than him, and she's very ambitious, and I don't think he's too ambitious. I think he.
That's
puts more time into his car than he does in their relationship, but yes, she's crazy about him.
See,
I hope it lasts, but I don't know.
So do you think she should kick him to the curb? I share your personal opinion.
What's that?
Should she kick him to the curb?
Maybe.
Because she's more, you can already see the relationship down the road. Most likely, he's always going to be wrapped up in her, in himself, using her money for his own feelings, his own needs.
I hope it's not the case, but I just... I hope for it.
Are you married?
I'm divorced.
Oh, you are divorced?
And
yes.
Do you feel that has to do with money or just disagreeing?
Midlife crisis on the wife's part. She just I'm in my 50s now, and she basically, after the kids moved out and all that, she wanted to go back to school and got really ambitious and just said that she regretted she didn't do a lot of things she did when she was younger. We got married when we were young. I thought we had a good marriage going, but then she just kind of just went on her own way. I think a lot of the feminism is killing a lot of relationships.
I agree.
The women are, I think the men want more stability in the kids and the white picket fence more than the women do these days. That's just an opinion, but.
I kind of agree with them. I think a lot of guys are looking for more of a relationship for some reason nowadays, and the women are looking to play like the men did back in the 60s and 70s.
Right, and now they want to have more fun, and it's all about having fun and doing what you want to do because, they're realists, too. They know exactly what happens after you get married. You know, and down the road when you're with somebody, they wind up being the, they do laundry, they do the housekeeping.
I do the laundry.
They take it over,
I do the housekeeping.
Do that, plus a 40-hour week, Jeff. So.
I think it's almost impossible to find a woman, an old-fashioned woman that would willing to find one that can cook. I
Great.
Said that earlier today.
You're going to go overseas.
I'm telling you, kid.
Well, I was just going to say that. It's funny you said that because I have been overseas once on one of those tours, and I intend to go back, and it's everything that they see is a lot of these women. Maybe they should want to get out of their countries, but there are a lot of them are real traditional women, and especially if you're an older guy like me, I've gone out and played the field, and I'm too old to do that, so I'd rather just find someone that's curious about getting into a relationship.
So how do you feel?
Male order bride?
Yeah, so if you're going to ask him,
Yes, I've been to Russia once, yes.
Really? Did you do one of those meetings where they get together and they talk about, you meet all these different brides to choose if you want one or not?
Yeah, it's the best way to describe it, you watch that foreign affair movie, I don't know if you've ever seen it, called Two Brothers and a Bride, known as Two Names with David Arquette.
I'm gonna have to watch
it.
Good movie.
Have you seen it?
No.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you'd enjoy it, but they have socials. You go to three different socials. You meet all the women, and it was a ratio. There was about 14 of us, and there was about I'd say about 100 women to about us 14 men at each social.
Wow.
And then you can also go in the office and look at their profiles and arrange personal dates yourself.
Did you arrange any
besides
personal dates?
Social, and I enjoyed it very much. It's just so hard to decide who to pick. The ball's in your court because the ratio is about, there's supposedly 12 more million women than men in Russia, so.
Nice. Russian women are beautiful, too. How much would this cost us, though, if you
want? That was about $3,000.
No way.
Yeah, and I'd say the first class hotel, the airfare, beautiful breakfast buffet. The only thing you had to cover was your lunch and dinners, but
okay,
it's not that bad.
The trip cost you $3,000 to go over there and look at them. But how much, if you fell in love with one of them, how much is this going to cost you to bring a wife back?
It probably costs about that much more.
Do they go by pound?
Oh, yeah, there you go. I went to some bars and did some blind dates and did some of the other things. The women are so hung up on
money.
Whatever they're hung up on, or they always talk about is their
money.
Past relationships.
Yeah.
Just don't want any excess baggage.
You know, I'm telling you, stick to the love making. I'm telling you, it's working for me.
Well, no, Richie, this is something for you. This, maybe you should look into getting a Russian wife.
Well, see the movie.
Rent
the movie, and I think you get an idea of what it's. I mean, the movie's kind of corny, but it's filmed at an actual social.
Wait a second.
It actually was filmed at a real live one.
I'm just curious if everybody out there, including our caller, heard what Frankie said. He said, Richie, this may be your avenue. But does anybody know what the problem with Richie taking his avenue is? Frankie's not paying him enough money.
Yeah. Help me with this. Call him and tell my boss to give me some more money so I can start dating more regularly.
See why
you can't. It takes money.
This caller is saying it's going to cost you probably $6,000 to get a wife. I agree. There's no reason on the salary.
Well, you're spending bars, though. Think about it. Well, you're spending bars.
You're probably
just.
If you spend $6,000 in a bar the next year, and you ain't going to get a wife this way.
Look what it costs to go to the movies. You go to the movies and go to dinner with a woman, and then you find
That's
out the
right.
whole thing is just was a waste of your time.
Right.
Well, I agree with
you. You need to throw out a couple hundred bucks in one night. I
agree with the caller, but I think as a campaign, we ought to all get together and convince Frankie to pay the $6,000.
I'm the first to agree with that.
Maybe in a couple of weeks, we could have a fundraiser.
But I enjoy your show, guys.
I'll tell you what.
Movie. It's called The Foreign Affair, and it's also known as Two Brothers and a Bride. It stars David Arquette. I think you'd enjoy it. Get a different perspective.
I'm going to try to catch that. We appreciate your
filmed,
call.
You can rent it on DVD. It's actually filmed in St. Petersburg, Russia at a social. So
thanks for calling, buddy.
It's a lot of fun. You get a kick out of it.
We're going to try to watch
it. Take care, guys. We'll listen next week. Bye.
Get you later. Have a good one. Thanks.
Thank you for coming here.
Thanks
for listening to another show.
Hey, take care. Thanks.
Okay, let's okay, thank you for listening to the show. We're looking forward to listening to you guys come on next week. Anything you'd like to say there, Knucklehead?
No, we'll see you next week, guys. Have a good one. And listen to the Bubba Knucklehead Show.
Thanks for wasting your time listening to us.
Tune in every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio to hear Bubba Knucklehead talk about
sex,
love,
marriage,
relationships,
and dating, and the dirty secrets of love.
Also, check us out on Podomatic, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook.
And the best place to find us is at BubbaKnucklehead.com and join our forum and sign our guest list and tell us what you think about our show.
And you can also email us at BubbaKnucklehead@BubbaKnucklehead.com.